Part 4, Continuing the Journey. Ask the Doctor, Understanding Diabetic Retinopathy by Dr. James T. Handa. From the editor, Dr. James Handa is a professor in the Retina Division of the Wilmer Eye Institute of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. He specializes in medical and surgical management of vitreoretinal diseases such as age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, retinal detachment, retinopathy of prematurity, and other pediatric retinal diseases. He also sees ocular oncology patients. In this section of Bridging the Gap, Living with Blindness and Diabetes, we cover a variety of diabetes-related complications. Dr. Handa's brief explanation of diabetic retinopathy, the primary cause of blindness for diabetics, was published in the fall 2008 edition of Voice of the Diabetic. Here's what he says. Diabetic retinopathy is a progressive and potentially blinding disease that results from damage to the small blood vessels that nourish your retina, the part of your eye that captures light and sends it to your brain to be turned into pictures. In the early stages, the eye's blood vessels break and leak fluid and blood into the retina, which causes swelling, also known as edema. Later, damage blocks blood flow to the retina and, because blood vessels carry oxygen to the eye, your retinal function and vision get worse. Eventually, new but weak blood vessels grow and rupture, causing more damage in a phase called proliferative diabetic retinopathy. The new blood vessels can also bleed easily into the vitreous, gel-filled cavity of your eye. Furthermore, scar tissue tends to form along with the new blood vessels, which can pull on and detach the retina. Why am I at risk of retinopathy just because of my diabetes? High glucose levels caused by diabetes weaken blood vessels throughout your body, including in your eyes. Is there anything I can do to prevent getting this condition? The best way to minimize diabetic retinopathy damage is to maintain good glucose control, normal blood pressure, and average lipid levels. What are the symptoms of diabetic retinopathy? Early on, there may be none. Over time, moderate damage to the retina can cause several types of vision loss. The central spot in the retina, called the macula, is designed for accurate and detailed vision such as reading. It is very small, the diameter of the inside of a Cheerio cereal hole. Leaking blood vessels lead to swelling, called macular edema, which can cause blurred vision or small blind spots. Because gravity affects the swelling, you may notice these symptoms more in the morning after lying down all night. They may diminish when you have been up and around for a while. If the disease progresses to a stage called proliferative diabetic retinopathy and your eye hemorrhages, you may experience floaters, sheets, or veils that interrupt your vision. How will I know I have it? In the early stages, you may not be aware since there are no symptoms. All diabetics, therefore, should see an ophthalmologist regularly. If you experience blurred vision or blind spots, see a doctor as soon as possible. What are the best ways to manage diabetic retinopathy if I get it? You must strive to control your glucose, lipid, and blood pressure numbers. This may slow the onset or progression of diabetic retinopathy. Effective, proven treatments exist, especially in the early stages. Laser photocoagulation can reduce swelling of your macula. Newer treatments also include injections of corticosteroids or antivascular endothelial growth factor, anti-VEGF therapy. To reduce swelling, this drug neutralizes a retinal molecule that causes both blood vessel leakage and the formation of weak new vessels. Proliferative diabetic retinopathy, when severe, requires extensive laser treatment, known as pan-retinal laser photocoagulation. To control formation of these new but weak blood vessels, the doctor targets the peripheral regions of the retina with a laser. If the retina detaches from the back of your eye or blood clouds the vitreous, you may need a vitrectomy to clear the eye or repair scar tissue. What else should I know about diabetes and my eyes? The best way to prevent vision loss is to control your blood glucose, blood pressure, and cholesterol, and to have regular eye exams by an ophthalmologist.